Beginning of Mizmor, Mizmor Chas, Mizmor Chas, and we discussed yesterday a whole day about Lamatzecha Lagidus Mizmor Lodav. Okay, let's jump into Pasuk Beis. Hashem Adoneinu Mo Adir, this is a very famous Mizmor. All the Pesukim of this Mizmor are pretty famous. Hashem Adoneinu, Hashem our Master, Mo Adir, how glorious. The word Adir is a very hard word to precisely translate. The Mitzudos doesn't even give the translation, and the Malbim as well does not even tell us. Adir means Lashon exalted. Lashon Adir. What?
Mighty.
Okay, mighty. Okay, it's a certain type of might, not a gevur. It's a mightiness of exaltedness. Adir. Shimcha.
Adir
Bamorai Hashem.
Yeah.
So what does it mean? What does it mean there? How do you translate it?
He's just like Michael just said.
He's exalted, right? But what is the sharish of the word? The sharish of the word is adira.
Sort of a greatness.
Adira is an abode. He's in a makom by himself. No one can come into his makom. It's an expression of exaltedness. Yeah. Look at the Targum. The Targum over here says, Elaka ribono a kama tolil.
The Gaon said, when you say what you just said is what the Gaon says in Hazinu. At the end of the parasha when it says, I'm alone. That's what so we do. He quotes the Gemara that from Chagiga.
Ani levadi ve'ein.
What do you call it? Ani
omitzvah chayet
at
possible
beginning. Ani hu.
Ani hu.
Ve'en elokim imodi. That's the phrase.
It's Namakh.
He says that. That's what the Vilna Gaon says over there. That's what it means.
He's in a place by himself.
And when I'm in the eighth level of heaven, I'm alone.
How exalted. Adir, he's all alone. The Targum says the word Tolil. What does it mean, the word Tolil? Lashon of Tal. Tal means a mound. Mound. A mound that's very, very high. And it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is exalted. I mean, I think that he's a place by himself, above and beyond anyone's comprehension, no one can come near Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mo Adir Shimcha B'chol Haaretz. It's almost an oxymoron. The Aretz is the place where all of us hang out. We all hang out in the playground, in the sandbox. That's the Aretz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a makom, he's in a place that's all by himself. What do you mean? It's a contradiction. That's a contradiction. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'chol Haaretz, then how could you use the word Adir? And that's exactly the point. It's exactly the intent of the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word Adir by itself has a flavor of meaning that Hashem is in a place that no one can get to. A place that's above and beyond. The Aretz is the place that's common to every living creature in this world. So if Hashem is in a makom that no one can relate to, how can you put that b'chol aretz? He's in adrav. It's a contradiction. It's exactly the point. The nature of Kadosh Baruch Hu is always such where there's no contradictions. Like we say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is rachamim. Elokeinu is miloshen. Elokim is din. If God is a God of mercy, there is no place in mercy for harshness, for justice, for strictness. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of din, there's no place for rachamim. The two do not go together. Nope. Then that's the basics of Judaism. Hashem brings together impossible things. It's obviously, it takes a whole life to even get a teeny, teeny bit of appreciation of how that you can combine these contradictions. Right. We say every day in the bracha, Refei chol basar, u'mafli la'asoyz, mafli is miloshim pela, Hashem does wondrous things. And the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, does something uncharacteristic, and he explains the perish hamilos, and one of his interpretations is that it is there are no two greater opposites, things that do not get along, than the neshama and the guf. The neshama is davar ruchni, the guf is a davar gashmi. It is impossible to put these two things together in the same room, let alone in the same human being. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does wondrous things. He brings together the neshama and the guf, and this is a pella. a wonder. And that's V'yoyim B'rei Hashem Elokim. When Hashem made this world, He combined together Din and Rachamim. And in this pasuk as well, the word Adir, He's in Imokim Miloshim Dira, a Mokim all alone, no one has any connection to Him. And yet, B'chol Aretz, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in this world. What?
It's talking about Shimcha, not His, Him.
Well,
of course, Hashem is exalted.
No, so even Hashem, even His name, Hashem cannot, well, even Hashem's name is it can cannot be possible to this world. Because anything that's associated with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Adir. Yet, B'chol Aretz, it's part of the contradiction.
That's really weird.
And B'chol, you want to say something?
This sort of thing, this was the problem philosophically that people in ancient had trouble with.
Right?
This idea of, you know, they couldn't imagine two contradictory things contained in one. Their God concept was there had to be separate domains for each. But it's because we live in a world of Shniyus, right? Where Hashem represents Achdus. So that's our problem.
Exactly right. We don't think today. Today we just, but the ancient people who really thought about these things, they could not bring together the contradiction.
Right.
It has the paganism, or not really paganism, idolatry. There's a pantheon. Pantheon of gods, because it cannot possibly be one God. One God can do more than one thing. You cannot multitask. Men have a very hard time. That is the most fundamental difference between a man and a woman in a general scheme of things. Men cannot multitask. Women, you notice they can be chewing gum, they can be talking on the phone, they can be doing the laundry, they can be running a business. And they can be taking care of children, and they can do carpool all at the same time.
But they can't swim.
A man cannot chew gum and walk at the same time. It's true, men cannot multitask. Men have, it's a very painful thing for men to do two things at the same time.
So you look at two men who can talk on the phone and daven at the same time.
Before it was mentioned, said Shimcha, not Hashem. It always bothered me. What's the difference between Hashem and Shmo? Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad. What is Shimcha? What's the concept of Shimcha?
So the answer, okay.
It's Hashem.
So the answer is
what's the great?
Yeah, the answer is that, like, put it like this: the Targum. The afternoon we learn the Targum, and we learn in the afternoon. Anyone here? My mayor's here from the afternoon share. There's a fundamental difference between Rashi, okay, Rabbi Sai. There's a fundamental difference between Rashi and the Targum in how we relate to Hashem. Every time it says in the pasuk the name of Hashem, the Targum will always invariably put a word before Kodom Hashem, the memory of the Hashem. Targum always creates a gap. It says in the pasuk Hashem, not Hashem, before Hashem. Hashem is not your buddy. Hashem is not your. Hashem is above, beyond, it's infinite. Don't even fool yourself for one second that you can be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a reverence, an awe, a gap, a distance. Kodom Hashem. Whenever it says the word, the name Hashem in the pasuk, in the Torah, the Targum will always believe Yoytze Min HaKlal. No matter what.
It always, the word, when it says the word El, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe, it says Le Moshe. Or El Moshe, whatever it is. But when it says Vayedaber Moshe El Hashem, it
Kodom.
Says Kodom Hashem.
Before Hashem. The Rashi took that idea and he threw it out the window. Rashi never ever says anything about this separation. In fact, the ultimate Rashi that says this is right before the Teichacha, V'hisalachti b'seichachem v'hisi lachem le'elokim. Where Rashi says that I'm going to bring you, my people, into Gan Eden, and I'm going to go and go for a walk with you, or go for a stroll, and you won't even be afraid of me. I'll be one of the guys. That idea of Rashi says it all. That Rashi captures Rashi's approach to the entire Chumash, where Rashi took, he broke down the barrier. He broke down the wall. Hashem is right here in this room. He's your best friend. He's your buddy. He's your chavrusa. He's your friend. He's just like anyone else. The Targum, this is like kafira for the Targum to say such a thing. The Targum is Kodom Hashem, Lememer de Hashem. There's a separation. Now, obviously, Elu ve'elu, you learn Chumash and Rashi with the Unkelis, Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, there's a balance. Obviously, the Unkelis is, in essence, is correct. He wins the day, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite beyond infinite, and we're nothing of nothing, and a person should just shudder every second before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not what Hashem created this world for, that we should live in a state of terror every second.
Or maybe it's like the duality.
What?
There's a duality, maybe, like a Avinu Malkeinu.
Okay, that's part of it. So and Rashi says you have...
No, it's only in our perception.
Our perception. But Rashi is coming to give you to another perspective. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzein himself on purpose so that we can have a relationship with him. And Rashi is providing the balance from Unkelus. Unkelus creates a picture of man and God, two different ends of the world. And man has to shudder before Hashem. Rashi consistently takes the Kodesh Baruch when he brings him into our life. And not that Rashi is any way chas v'shalom taking away from the emes of Unkelus, but he's creating a balance. A balance, a person has to know at the end of the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu is above and beyond and have an awe before Hashem, but yet you're here in this world to have a healthy relationship with Hashem, which allows you to actually believe that you'll walk in Gan Eden and you'll walk up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Shalom Aleichem. You shake my hand? Shake my hand? I don't have a cold, Hashem, don't worry, you can shake my hand. Mibarosh! Mibarosh! This, so therefore, the word Shimcha is the balance between Rashi and Unkelus. To say Hashem, no, that's a violation. That's a violation of Unkelus. To say that you is like, oh, I see you, Hashem. That's Rashi. Unkelus would not like that. Shimcha, when you say Hashem, your name, that is the sweet spot. You can refer to Hashem as before Hashem. And that's, and you can refer to Hashem, you, Hashem, you over there, Hashem, you right there. Atah, you. So that's also no good because that, I mean, you say the brach, but too much of Atah, you, is no good because who do you think you are? You think Hashem is your buddy? Have some respect. You don't go speak to the girl under you. You say, does the Rosh Shiva, does the Rebbe, does the Rav. So they're chers, like Rabbi Yosef Balabatim. When they come to him, they get down on their knees, and they say, does the Rabbi, what does the Rabbi think of this? It's like marriage. It's like with your wife, how the way your wife treats you, right? You know, hachna, right? The word Shimcha is the balance between you and the awe of Kodom Hashem.
Okay, may I say something?
Yes.
We can say, Nishmat Kol Chai Tevarech Et Shimcha Hashem Elokeinu. Shimcha is a 1 degree less than you.
Right.
But we are allowed to say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Ata, not Shimcha.
Right.
We can say, Mod Lebrachot. And we say, Baruchu Et Hashem Et Hashem, Hashem, Hamevorach. He's already blessed. Can we bless him? We cannot bless him because he's Mekor HaBrachot. But we say, Baruch Hashem, Hamevorach. He's already Mevorach. However, we also acknowledge.
It's the acknowledgement that you are the source of all blessing.
Baruch Hashem, Hamevorach. That's it. I said, there is a degree of Hashem himself. We are allowed to do, but Kol Chai, Nishmat Kol Chai, is only Shimcha.
Okay.
For them, it's only Shimcha.
Okay, I understand.
That's what it's talking about when the Gemara talks about.
That's what I see. That's it.
What do you call it?
Oh,
I don't know. When the Alpine Birch Sefer's head to Kalabena, that's what it said to Shah. You know, even a human being, it's what is that talking about? Not somebody who's talking about it before blessing Hashem. And that's what the Gemara says based on that.
Yeah.
So that an ordinary person, you should be afraid to bless, you know, to be the Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine. That's what the Gemara says. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go further. Hashem, Adonai, Hashem, Adonai, our Master. Mo Adir, how glorious, exalted, Shimcha is your name, the Chol Aretz in this world. Asher. Okay, so we'll come.
That's,
okay, okay.
That's
our Master.
That's something new.
Okay, okay,
not
correct.
Hashem,
our Master, our Master.
We respect more than.
More than everyone else, more than the goyim. Like that's right, that was the hakdam we gave yesterday over here in the Sipurno. In the Sipurno, it says Hashem that this mizmor is coming to be mavdil between us with the flinu anivi amecha. It's coming to be mavdil between us and the umay sa'ila. Just like what Moshe says, that Moshe was mistalu with the flinu anivi amecha according to the Sipurno. What?
Anivi
amecha. Aniva Amcha, will come to the mavel between us and the goyim. Is misfalu to make a separation. Hashem should not rest his divine presence upon the goyim. Likewise, Zavid in this mizmor is doing exactly the same thing. He's coming to pray that Hashem should make a separation between us and them, and not rest Hashem's divine presence upon the goyim. And that's why here it begins Adoneinu. He is our master. He is not the master of the goyim, because the goyim don't even have a relationship with him that they can say he is our master. They are so far removed. They are so far removed to understand who Hashem is that they cannot say that he is that Hashem is their master. To say that you're my master is a madrigal already. I'm not your master. You're nothing. You're such a nothing. You can't even be in that category. Mo adir shimcha b'chol aretz, how glorious is your name over the entire earth, asher. And here is the word asher, is an unusual word in this pasuk, asher. It would be fitting. Asher means it would be fitting. Okay, that's a very unusual expression. But Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu regarding the Luchos Shvi'os, asher shibarta, shibarta. Yi yasher koichacha sher shibarta. Hashem said to Moshe, shkoyach, shkoyach. What does shkoyach mean? What does shkoyach mean? May it's just a short slang for Yi Yasher Koi Cha Cha. Yi Yasher Koi Cha Cha. Six syllables. For most people, those six syllables are way too much, so they say Shkoyach. they turn it into one slang. But Asher is, that's where it comes from, Shkoyach. It comes from Yi Yasher Koi Cha Cha. May your power be yashar. What does that mean exactly? It should be straight, it should be upright, it should be strong, it should be guided. You can give a whole drasha of what that means. I don't know what it means. Let's not go there now. But it means what we say, excellent. Excellent, I give you a blessing that you should have more power to you. More power, more success, more uprightness, whatever it means. So,
Gustav, yeah. Someone said, you know, once, you know, thank you. He says, don't say thank you, say Yashikaya. Yashikaya is a bracha.
A bracha.
Yashikaya.
Because Hashem gave that bracha to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
You take what's biblical. You can never go wrong with taking what it says in the Torah. Making up your own expressions, your own ideas is always a notch. It's weaker. It's much, much weaker than what it says in the Torah. The way Hashem said to Moshe, complimented Moshe, is the word asher. Asher yi yasher koichacha. And here we have the word asher in a different context, different form. Asher, it would be fitting. In other words, if you were to do the following, then we would say to you, shkoyach. That's what it's saying over here. Right now, what you're doing, no. But if you do what we suggest, then we would say, oh, excellent, excellent, Hashem, may you be blessed, Yi Yasher Koichacha. But the way it is right now, you're not getting from us any compliments.
No accolades.
No accolades, exactly. Asher, really it would be, meaning if you would do it like the way we think, then we would give you a Yi Yasher Koichacha, Tana. What would be what we expect? Tana is to put, it's to set. It's like sim, it's a different word, we'll see. Hodecha, your glory, al hashamayim, in heaven. Hashem, you don't belong here. You're too good. You're too good for this world. This world is a world of corruption. Alma de shikra, a world of trouble and problems and impurity, and you name it. It would really be a lot better for you, Hashem, to put your glory in a spiritual world and not mingle amongst the impure, problematic troublemakers of this world. Let's see the Mitzvah Stav Pasuk Beis.
Sounds a little strange, you know. You stay there and don't bother us.
And it's not saying you. That's not what it means here. It means, of course, we need Hashem. We need Hashem moves us to help us to guidance. But it means theoretically, if you would have an outside, you'd call in an outside inspector. They would say, "What is Hashem doing in this world? The people in this world are crazy. They're nuts. And Hashem is the totality of perfection. What is Hashem mingling with a bunch of loonies?" And that's what it's saying. This would be the correct thing to do. Obviously, that's part of Hashem's chesed, that He does tolerate our craziness. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to go and associate with us. Listen to the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos David is on page 60, Pasuk Beis, Mo Adir Ma Me'oid Cho Zakta. Okay, so he has it. I didn't even realize that he said this.
He's following Chazak. Translation as might.
Might, correct. He translated the word Adir as might. Okay, so how mighty, Mo Me'oid Cho Zakta, how powerful you are.
Even the word Ma'od
also means mightyful.
Yeah.
Mo Me'oid, Mo. Mo is Miloshan Ma'od. Mo Adir Shimcha B'chol Aretz Mashkiach
U'Moshe. Means very much, greatly.
Okay, he's very powerful. B'chol Aretz Mashkiach U'Moshe B'akol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He oversees, he's the Mashkiach. He oversees U'Moshe B'akol, and he has power, dominion over everything in this world. Asher Tana Ba'avur, so that Asher Gam Hoid Shechinascha. Now, you see, he's saying, the translation I gave you is the article translation. And maybe it's Rashi's, but over here, it would appear that the Mitzvah David is giving us a different translation. Okay, he's the Iker, at least over here. But what I told you, it would be fitting. I translated it, it would be fitting. That's not what the Mitzvah David is saying. He's saying something very different. Ba'avur asher tuna, ba'avur. The reason why your name is mightyful in this world, ba'avur, asher, so that, Gam hoid shechinascha nosun v'ashamayim imal, so that the splendor of your glory of your shechina is put in heaven. V'afilu chalosh lamala, even someone who's weak lamala, lechazok yechashev, is considered to be strong. Umikol shekein gibor lamala. Certainly, a gibor lamala. Someone who is mighty, you Hashem, who is mighty lamal. Let's clarify one more time. One more time, the words of the Mitzvahs. Asher amoadir shimcha. Ma me'oid chazak b'chol aretz. Ma doch hakol. In other words, what he's saying over here is a kal of the choymer. The Mitzvahs stuff is learning. I never heard this. I thought I prepared this. You know, I prepared a lot of preparing this. But I didn't appreciate what I was preparing over here. Moadir shimcha b'chol aretz. He's saying over here, it's a kal of the choymer. Ma doch in this world. A weakling in this world is considered in Shemaim to be very mighty. Who says? Where does that come from? If a person in this world who is weak and feeble, but when he gets to Shemaim, he's the Gibor. Al ach askam v'kama, a being that in this world is considered to be mighty, how much more so in the Olam HaLeinois is he considered to be even more mighty? Hear the Kal V'Chomer? In this world, there are people that are weak. They're weak, they're feeble, they're nothings. No one pays attention to them. But when they come to Shemayim, all of a sudden, they're very powerful. They push their weight around. They have shlita in the next world. Al achas kama v'kama, a person who in this world is considered to be mighty and powerful, how much more so is he mighty and powerful in the other world?
He says just the opposite.
Look at the Mitzvahs. Mo adir shemcha, ma me'oid chazakta b'chol aretz. How do you see that? Because we know as a fact that Hashem is mashkiach u'moshe b'kol. Asher t'na, so therefore he's really saying kal v'chomer. Ba'avur, what is the result? Ba'avur is a very difficult, these words are very difficult, obviously. Asher t'na, the result is so that Asher Gam Hoyt Shechinoscha, the splendor of your divine presence, Nosun Bashamay Mimal. What does that mean? The Afilu Chalosh Lamala. Afilu Chalosh Kama, you remember the Kama. The Afilu Chalosh Kama. Even a person who's weak, Lamala Lichazoke Choshev, Umikol Shekain.
No, you're putting the wrong.
Well, first of all, don't be the commas in the art scroll.
Could be strong lamato.
The mitzvahs to put commas.
Considered strong lamato.
Yeah, but
if he's considered weak upstairs, he can be very strong lamato.
Right.
So if he's strong lamato, he's definitely strong lamato.
Say it again. What do you say? Say it again.
If he's
cholosh, if in Shemayim he's a cholosh, why is he then a chazak?
Cholosh lamato, because
we consider
him
you have to
be
here. So
the same thing. Let me say one person at a time. Let me say. What are you saying? Say Clark. What are you saying?
Okay. If you
read it, everybody, we have to have a little more.
This is the kavuchamah. Feel a cholosh lamalo is the chazak yechashem.
Whoa, you just swallowed up a whole sense. Explain those words.
If there's a weak spiritual point, right?
Yeah. So in Shemayim, you tell me there's a being in Shemayim that's cholosh.
Right.
Yeah.
So lamal is lechazak. Yeah.
Yeah. He's strong. So where is he chazak?
He's very strong.
Where is he chazak? Here in this world.
Yeah, in this world.
Oh, okay. Let me hear what he says.
We can
cholosh. Wait.
Giber lamala, the strong and spiritually is definitely lamata. He's going to be strong. He's saying
You're suggesting here that the cholosh lamala lechazek yichashev lamata.
Right.
So we call surely how much more chazak is he lamata?
Yeah.
Okay. The sitra achra. The Sitra Achra. Remember, the commas over here were put in by the editor of Art Scroll. In world history, the always got it right. The pasuk asking to exalt the Tana. The words Asher Tana are difficult words. It would